Hi, everyone. Well, today is Saturday, Saturday Night Live on the Lightship, and we'll have our birthday party for people born in the month of May. So we'll clear the date today. So the 5th of May we're clearing, 2018, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And I'll do it again in case you're attached to this date. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And there's some energy going in your distant future here. So, I mean, distant past, excuse me. Hopefully it's not your distant future. That'd be awful. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay, so let's energize the light being or beings on your monitor screen or screens. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And if you have a situation going on, something crept into your timeline causing you anxieties, traumas, distress or something, or physical pain, let's clear that. So you need to think about it. Remember, your thoughts are on a timeline, so we're going to clear that timeline that you're having an experience on. So here we go, releasing that from you. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we'll bring our co-host on. Are you ready to come up to the microphone, Ann?
Yes, I am, Ron. Good evening, or morning, or afternoon, depending upon where you are. And welcome, everyone. That is Ron Amatron, and this is the Creation Lightship Healing Show. Welcome, everyone. As it is Saturday night, that means that this show is what we like to call Saturday Night Live on the Lightship, which means that later on in the show, usually about quarter before the hour, Ron will be bilocating us for a physical healing to Creation Lightship. Creation Lightship is where we were all created in light. It's our reconnection to source energy, or I guess Ron would say more accurately, we never were disconnected from source energy, but we just didn't realize we have source energy in us at all times, or we are source energy. So in the Lightship, in addition, you know, we'll be experiencing physical healings with light being doctors, so you want to prepare for that a bit and think of what you'd like the light beings, just one thing, because it's a short visit, one thing that you'd like worked on tonight. But in addition, we can request to visit certain locations. And for instance, someone I think had written in for last week, but last week was an archive, and they want to visit some color rooms, which is a really nice thing to do, just experience the pure energy, source energy of true colors. But you may also want to experience seals or polar bears or daffodils. So if there's something of nature that you really enjoy or feel connected to in some way or just whatever, just like, send that in as a room request, and Ron will create that room for us to experience that energy. And of course, most importantly, you want to request a healing either out loud or you want to write it down. So there's a lot going on this month, and I don't want to talk too much, but I just want to share that today Ron did a bone marrow healing call, and it was wonderful. Thank you, Ron. And we would love to hear from people who were on that call. You can send a testimonial about that or anything about how you're feeling to clsquestions@yahoo.com, or you can click on the Weebly chat page link on the BBS radio station page, and we'll get the message that way. And I just want to share a bit, because when Ron does a live healing, usually, almost always actually, you are invited to call in, of course, and listen to Ron talking, or you can be absentee, which means you pay and register for the call, but then you don't even have to call in. So I like to review a little, do a recap, if you will, so that the people who were registered absentees can know what happened. I became very relaxed very quickly, so I didn't look at the time, but I feel like you stuck kind of to the 2 hours today. The first hour was the bone marrow, and you said request a physical healing while we're doing this. So it was sort of a two-in-one hour, and then you said very generously we could request a second physical healing for the second hour. So I hope everyone took advantage of that. And if you were on absentee, you received all of this healing because your spirit will be on the light ship talking to the light being doctors for you on your behalf. So you didn't, you never miss anything if you're absentee. And Ron did a lot of counting, of course, and just healing of the bone marrow. He did ask people, did you feel warm? And I will say I got very warm, like instantly. As soon as you started to talk, Ron, my whole body heated up. I was under a blanket, but I, you know, I definitely think that was the healing. And it all felt terrific. And then you moved on, what I think was the second hour, and said, now we'll go into the skeleton and bones more, which is, of course, related, but slightly different. And it all felt fantastic to me, and people commented at the end, and you opened up the line, and most people were saying they felt good, but Ron, as always, really appreciates testimonials or any comments about today. Do you want to say anything about the call today, Ron?
Yeah, I felt the energy coming in very strongly, maybe the first 10 minutes, and I felt like it was actually taking out radiation out of bone marrow to me, which is probably why maybe your bodies were heating up. So anyway, and the call was, to me, pretty calm. I felt a lot of energy, you know, being worked with on people. And, you know, it just felt like a really nice nice call. So it wasn't, some calls are pretty intense. This one here to me just felt like it was a very pleasant call in the moment, and not a lot of ups and downs from people. Some calls, some people, you know, have a lot of issues, and boy, it's on my end, you can really feel it. But this one felt pretty pretty steady and smooth. So back to you.
Okay, thank you, Ron. And I know everyone probably feels good, and as always, enjoyed the calls. I know you've already heard from a couple of people who were unable to attend. So if you would like Ron to do that call again, I mean, in addition to if you are on there, we'd love to hear from you. But if you'd like Ron to run that again in a month or two, or I'm sorry, we could even do it, Ron said earlier, in 2 weeks. But if people are interested in either more healing or if they missed the call today, please write in to clsquestions@yahoo.com. Which, just a reminder, is soon to be clsquestions@bbs, oh dear, is it BBS Radio or bbs.com? Let me just check that. We are going to be changing our email address. You don't have to worry about that tonight. It is clsquestions@bbsradio.com, but that won't be till next week. So tonight, feel free to send your emails as usual to clsquestions@yahoo.com. So, Ron, if it's all right, we had a new person write in asking about the calls in a general way, and I just thought I'd take a moment to review what happens when you do a live healing call with Ron so that everyone's aware because, and we could talk about this as well, Ron just completed like 3 expos where he goes and meets people in person and allows them to be in the healing chamber that he puts up at these expos. So I feel that we have a lot of new listeners, and they may want to join the wonderful live healing calls, and it can be a little confusing. So when you pay for one of Ron's calls, or you might pay for the whole month or a special call like today was, you're invited to call in up to a half an hour in advance, and when you get on the conference call line, you'll hear music playing. You'll hear pan flute, and that is Ron bringing in the 12 source energies. And you will, if you're on the whole half hour, you'll also hear Ron stop time and take your spirit in and out of your body. to clear it, clean it, and put it back. And they actually, the phone will prompt you to announce yourself, but that's not necessary because you'll be muted. So that's just how that system works. Then Ron comes on, and depending upon the subject of the call, well, he always starts with water charging. And then depending on the subject of the call, he might talk a little, he may not. And one person questioned, why is Ron counting? What does that mean? That's how Ron commands the energy and intensifies the energy. And that's why he's counting on the phone calls. And I think someone was specifically a little confused when you were saying, Ron, next one of your choice, another of your choice. Well, that means you can request, for instance, on the cording call, light beings, please remove cords from my eyes, or please remove cords from my back. But if you're, as I said earlier, even if you're absentee, you're not even on the call, all of that will be facilitated for you and happen. So what else can I say about the calls, Ron? I don't want to keep talking like this because people are on here to hear you, but
Yeah, if you are absentee, you are bilocated, okay? And so you're having the call just as if you were live listening to me. So you are bilocated to the light ship, and you are communicating to the light beings just like you would be, you know, listening to your telephone, live. So, you know, you will have things done for you. So remember, you're there physically, just like you'd be physical on your conference call line. So it works both ways perfectly. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, and is there anything else about, I would add, I guess, the person that wrote in a little confused about what you were saying during a call, I would say, and to everyone, always command, and if you're on absentee or live, I command all of this healing be integrated into my body. So if you were on today's call, absentee especially, but even if you weren't, just command that out loud. I always say I command my spirit connect to the mind of my body and the mind of my body to be activated to integrate this healing into every cell in my body. So if you were on absentee, definitely say that. And then if you call in, for instance, if you feel like, oh, I don't know what's going on, don't worry. You're connected to source energy and you're going to get everything.
And you may not even know what you're asking for on the light ship.
Okay? Right.
So just know you're being worked with.
Right.
For some people, you know, may have a list in front of them, or you pin on yourself, you know, like you're in, you know, first, second grade or something, what you want to have done, and it's already on your clothing, and that gets bilocated too. So I was thinking we had not too much promotion of this call, and I was at the expo, and it like came up spur of the moment for me to do. I could do the call again in 2 weeks if you people would like to experience that. Some people might not feel like they're done with the call. Other people may say, yeah, I wish I could have been on it. So I'll do the call again in 2 weeks from today. And it's $20, and it starts at 1 o'clock Pacific time. If you happen to miss it, you have another chance at it here to do this, the same call that we did today. And maybe you may want to come on, if you were on it, to have a little more work done. You know, but anyway, I'll do it again. Next weekend we have our Saturday call, then we start the Sunday 7-hour call. So we're doing, you know, that starting out. But the next Saturday I can do this same call over again with bone marrow and skeleton. So, bones. So back to you, Ann.
Right. And then since we're on the subject, of course, Ron does his monthly healings that are listed on the top of his webpage. And on the last Saturday of the month, he's already scheduled another special healing call, which is going to be a blood healing. So that's something else to look forward to. And just to put in the back of your mind for the month of June, this has not been scheduled yet, but Ron will be doing the wonderful organ restoration call, which is so powerful. That one is very involved and will be a $50 charge. But so I want to just keep talking about it so people can prepare, because if you've been on that call before, I know you would not want to miss it, and it's really phenomenal.
And when, I'm thinking it might be the third week in June, possibly. The third Saturday, I'm thinking.
Okay, great. Great. Okay. So I do have a testimonial here. Bone marrow call, my experience. Hi, Ron. During the bone marrow healing call today, I could feel a warm inner tingling in the various parts of the bones and marrow that you worked on. I also asked the light beings to heal one part of my body, which happens to be the discs in the back of my neck. They also had a buzz to them, mild but enough to make me aware. I gratefully sense healing taking place and gentle work within. It is truly amazing to have light codes put there. Also, you made us real during the call, so I was able to focus on what I had to do. An hour later, I am feeling warmth and relaxed inside. Quite remarkable.
Very good.
Yes, that's terrific. Yeah, that's great. That's great. Thank you so much for writing in. We really appreciate that. Okay, so okay. All right, I'm just going through these emails to get some that are appropriate tonight. Okay, here's an interesting one from a listener. Hi, all. Here is a four-minute loop from the Conscious Life Expo 2011 Ascension Panel, part one of two. Speaker Ron Amitron on this YouTube video. I love this part and decided to loop it. Ron stops the conveyor belt of time and puts us in 0 point. Then he takes us to source energy. So peaceful. This will come in very handy when I find myself crazy in time. Hope you enjoy it, too. It doesn't last too long. After only 4 minutes, everyone gets back into the nutty metal stuff. Enjoy. So this nice listener made an infinite looper, infinitelooper.com, which I guess is a website that'll do that for you. So thank you very much for that. And I believe there have been other listeners, too, that have made looped or, you know, ongoing recordings of that time stop. And it is really wonderful to listen to that. Okay. So this is very interesting, Ron. Last night you talked about the curses, hexes, and spells clearing. And a listener wrote in to write, I had to use the dark side practitioner clearing and curses, hexes, and spells clearing all week for a different reason than we talked about on last night's show. I'm dealing with the death of my pet. The soul family had a field day with me. I chose not to share this with my family to stay out of that energy pool of grief, but the soul family got me anyway. Ran this on the soul family clearing. Then my daughter told all her friends and coworkers about it. I was hit big time with their thoughts on losing a pet. Putting up the dark side practitioner clearing was a huge help. I could feel this energy, these energy hits of sadness. Getting through the changes and transitions without your best friend by your side is hard enough. The grief seemed to have settled into my throat and lungs. Wonder if I could have a sample healing on this, please. Thanks so much.
Sure. So here we go. One, two, three, four, taking the energy away here. Five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. This is like a grief clearing. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. Maybe also like infinite sadness. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. And I'll do this one more time, a little deeper here. And this may also be for your, we'll say pets, traumas, anxiety from not being with you. So it'll affect, you know, your animal also. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Give us some healing. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. Okay, hope that helps you. We'll go to the light ship about a quarter till. I'll tell you what really appalled me. I didn't realize this. This is years ago. If you live in a rural community, you know, you always have country fairs and things, you know. You could be in the city not even knowing about it. But anyway, what really appalled me, I'm not trying to be in judgment here, but, you know, the 4-H club, these young kids, you know, maybe they're in high school or younger, and they get some type of animal. You know, it could be a cow or a sheep or, you know, whatever. And then they raise it up, you know, and then it gets a year old, we'll say. And then they go to the, the fair, and then they parade their particular, in a sense, probably best friend around, you know, to get to even get a ribbon or not. And then after that, they auction the thing off to be butchered. When I heard that, I couldn't believe it. These poor kids raising something for a whole year, loving it to death, we'll say, you know, feeding it and nurturing it and, you know, making it look nice, you know, for the judges to see it and grooming it and whatever it would be. And then, you know, they walk away and they get auctioned off and they get butchered. I couldn't believe that. So anyway, I'm going to do a clearing for that in case you're listening and, you know, maybe you're older and you had your pet something or other for a year and, you know, it's bringing tears to your eyes now because you realize that you've been betrayed by the 4-H club or something. So here we go, releasing that energy from you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. Oh, this is heavy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. This I'll do again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. Okay, so hopefully that'll help you out a lot there. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron. Wow, that was really something. I did not have a situation like that with farm animals, but it really immediately made me think of my first dog, who I love so much, and so I feel that probably everyone listening benefited from that. So thank you so much, Ron, declaring the grief. I just wanted to add that such a smart listener to not share her situation with people, even though she tried not to, it still happens. And, people love to hear a dramatic story or a sad story or whatever, and then you end up attacked by that. And I was thinking, Ron, that, I really appreciated the listener writing that in, and I thought it was very informative and profound, but that if you're a new listener, you might not understand what that means. Like, why wouldn't I tell my friends and family that my pet passed on?
Yeah.
Can you talk about that a little, why, what that listener meant there, that, why you don't want to talk about what's going on in your life so much?
Yeah, as soon as you mentioned it to somebody, you're on a timeline, and they may have their own ways of looking at your situation and project maybe their guilt, their fear, their anger, their trauma, whatever they went through, onto your timeline. So some things that people have and experience, may just go right through you like, water off a duck's back. And when you tell somebody about it, for them it's like the most traumatic thing they've ever heard, and then they put you onto their timeline of all their traumas. That's like what I say, watching TV and stuff. You see a forest fire, and in fact, I heard on the radio there's one up in Canada someplace. Where, I don't know, but they were, talking about this forest fire in Canada. I think it was Ottawa. I can't swear to it, but it just came on briefly. And, they're sort of talking about it. I don't know what the gentleman said. I only heard it for like about a minute. So anyway, evacuations, et cetera. But anyway, anybody who's tuned into that, they're going to be slimed with all that energy coming their way. So it's best not to really know what's going on, because you're safer that way and you're out of the loop. Otherwise, you could be experiencing that situation, and you could be taken onto a timeline actually being there, as it's created elsewhere in the Beyondo. So if you have a lot of fear and anxiety by hearing something like that, you could be on a timeline that they project you onto, and you're living there, and now you're in the fire or situations like that. So it's best not to tell anybody about what you're going through, so they don't slime you with your emotions. And, most people typically don't want to listen to the news, because the news is only there to push your buttons on situations. So back to you, Ann.
Okay. Yes, thank you, Ron. I've really learned, too. And, unfortunately, what happens, like this listener said, you feel like you're not telling anybody, but then people find out and you get the whammy anyway. So the less you're out of drama and emotions of all kinds, the happier you'll feel and more peaceful you'll feel. Okay, I have another testimonial about today, Ron, that just came in. I was on the call today. I specifically requested radiation to be removed from my bones. I was so glad, to hear Ron's statement to confirm this did indeed happen today. I felt a strong heat sensation in the arches of my feet in the very beginning of the call. It felt like a laser treatment, strong but not painful. I ask that all radiation I received in 2006 and 2012 be removed. Then I fell into a deep healing sleep, now feeling much stronger. Thank you.
Great.
Yes, that's wonderful. And it kind of is a great reminder that it's really good to articulate to the light beings what your requests are. And who knows, they might have prompted Ron to say, yeah, take the radiation out of everybody.
Yeah, very possible.
Yeah.
In fact, I'll do a clearing here. You've all heard about Chernobyl, you know. So I'll do a clearing for those of you that were on timelines living in a physical life. Remember, this is your parallel lives, where Chernobyl went off and you were there, okay? And that energy could be leaking into you as it's copy and pasted from the past timeline that you lived. Remember, you're living these things even though you don't know about it. And it's coming into your physical body now. Maybe you never lived in Russia in this lifetime, but you could have been living in Chernobyl on a timeline, okay, a parallel life, and that energy leaks into you. Just copy and paste it. So here we go. We're going to clear that energy out from you. I would suspect that probably a third of the listening audience is going to have an effect on this one. Here we go. I'll count to probably 100 two times. Here we go. One, two, and you want to take a shower after this show, okay? Get the stuff off your skin. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. If you really want to get up and walk around, have a drink of water, see how your body's doing, and I'll start pounding again here. It'll help move the energy in you. So do get up and take maybe 40 steps, you know, 20 one direction and 20 back to where you were. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. Okay, if your body is pretty warm or sweaty, definitely take a shower now. In case there's a few of you out there that experience you missed. So, back to you, Ann.
Okay, thank you. And we've received some room requests for our trip to the Lightship tonight, and that more are welcome. And I want to just mention, if you haven't checked out the Weebly CLS chat page that you can link to, you know, when you send in a message to us from the BBS page, there is a section or a tab at the top called Rooms, and it lists a lot of the rooms that we typically visit or, you know, people have requested in the past, if you'd like to take a quick look there to get some ideas. And let me just check our time here, Ron. I was walking around. Thank you so much for doing that healing. Okay, it's not quarter up yet. But, yeah, that felt really good. And I just wanted to say, as is typical of all the healings you do, especially the live ones, it sometimes takes a while to really know what happened. Like, people have been writing in saying, oh, it was relaxing, it felt good, this happened. But really, it's over the next few days and weeks that people will realize, wow, I'm so much more energetic. You know, I mean, bone marrow, you know, I guess unless you have a real issue with it, it's going to be kind of a subtle thing. So please continue to, as you notice things happening in your body, continue to send Ron those messages, because he enjoys hearing how people are faring after the healings. So the person that wrote in that they had lost their pet wrote in to say, Ron, thank you, Ron, for the grief clearing. Glad you cleared my dog, too. I think she is with me still, but feels different. Her emotional body is clear because of Creation Lightship. My other dog is acting like her now. Is it possible she jumped into her? So grateful.
Yeah, that happened. That can happen.
Right. Oh, I wanted to remind people, probably most people have pets. Ron, years ago, very generously said, any whole life healing that you purchase for yourself, you may do for your pets. So, for instance, he said they all probably need a trauma healing. Even the death barcode, it's not only whole life healings, right, Ron? It's really any healing that you've bought that you do for yourself, you can do for your pet.
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah, so that's important. So, and even if you've done, say, the deceased loved one clearing for someone, you can then just do it for your pet if you happen to lose a pet. And at least you'll know there's no emotional body on earth, and their spirit will be scooped up by the light ship and taken care of. So somebody else wrote in, Ron, about your healing and discussion about farm animals in the 4-H Club. I was a 4-H leader for years, not anymore. Never realized all the trauma until meeting Ron and doing clearings. Today, my husband went out to tag livestock for the 4-H kids so they can do all that Ron said this summer. My husband doesn't do clearings other than a few I did for him. Is Ron aware of what goes on? He sure is. Thank you for doing that clearing. Blessings.
Yeah, great. Thank you.
Yeah, so I'm sure there are more people that have had that. I've not, more of a city girl, but I've read books and seen movies. And it does seem very sad. Okay. Let's see if we have, we'll do a couple more before we go to the lightship. I hope everyone is prepared to either speak out loud or has written down their physical healing they'd like work with tonight. Someone wrote in, Ron, about the Mind Matrix Bundle. Running the Mind Matrix Bundle with great results. Vision is sharper and work is easier. I can now read without getting tired. I'm entering everyone I know into the non-alien attack section, loved ones, that is included. Can this bundle be made unlimited? Also, there's a YouTube video on how to do the timeline crashes. Thank you.
Yeah, I don't know about the unlimited. I'll have to do some checking to see.
Well, yeah, the a couple of those you can go look the healing up on Ron's website and go to the purchase page and simply pay the additional $50, and those clearings will be unlimited. And I know one of them is the alien attack, and that's a monthly only, so far. So I don't know, Ron, if that's one that can work out. But thank you for writing in, because Ron offers quite a few bundles of his healings. He's very generous, and there are a lot of different discounts offered, and the bundles are one of them. And they're also found on that CLS Weebly chat page information website. It's like a smaller website than Ron's main one, and there's a lot of information on there. Okay, Ron, it's actually a little past quarter up, so if you're ready, we can go to the lightship.
Okay, everybody. So what you want to do is find a situation that you're dealing with that's physical. And here we go. So this only works live if you're listening to our show live. If not, you feel peace energy. Here we go. And today's our birthday evening. So here we go. Going up to the light ship, bringing up your animal, pets, flower, plants, garden, trees. And we're there now. We're going into the hot tub room. I'm seeing gold energy. That's pretty nice. So we're getting like a lot of gold detox water on us. Going into the rainbow waterfall room, pain release room. And now we'll start to look at what people have requested here. Remember, you want to request probably maybe every 15, 20 seconds of what healing you'd like to have. Only because light beings are in the moment. And once you have their one session that you're requesting, you could be in the same room, but they won't know what to do because you're not requesting the energy. They're only in the present moment. You're like a new person to them once they do what they can the first time. And the second time that you may want to have healing, you need to ask again, or the third time or fourth time. So let's get our rooms here. So we have rooms with colors. So we have white and teal. Here we go. So stronger. Stronger, stronger, and stronger. And remember, you have your own rooms. You may want to go in also if you've been on the show for a while. We'll go into the snowy owl room. So here comes the owls. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we'll go into the room with the blue jays. Here they come. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And the ground squirrels that like peanuts. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we'll go into the gold waterfall room. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And centrifuge room. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And we got a few here more, so we'll do this here. So we got hibiscus room. So stronger, stronger, and stronger. And we got the elephants. These are the baby elephants. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And we'll go into the beaver room. And I think we have enough on the list here, Anne. So here we go. The beavers are coming. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Floating magnets. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And naturally, we'll go into the seal room with the water. Here comes the seals your way. Request your healing. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And we got the salt bath room. Here we go. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And we'll go into the room with the little dachshunds, and the little chihuahuas. So here we go. Have little feet on you right now. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we'll go into a room for the cat lovers. So here comes the kittens coming your way to do a healing on you. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, now we got our birthday party. So everybody who was born in this month, the fifth month, April, which would be May. So people born in May, here we go. Going into the food court, getting your special dessert with different toppings on it, if you like that. And you may want to get pie instead, or maybe even a bowl of soup or some salad. It's up to you. And I get the German chocolate cake all the time with the ice cream and the drizzle and the nuts and the cherry and the whipped cream and whatever else I can find to put on it, size of a pencil eraser. And I normally get seconds and thirds sometimes. But you're going to find as you put your own particular item that you're requesting into your mouth, you're going to start to feel yourself getting full. So it's very nutritious, and it gives you what you need. So here we go, putting it into your mouth with your index finger. and you may start to feel your body actually feeling full, like maybe you had a large bowl of soup or something. And let's get another one of these here. If you want seconds, you can have that now. And the light beings are there, along with your animal, pets, flower, trees, and everything is communicating with you. And we'll be singing happy birthday to you, along with the light beings. So happy birthday, everybody who was born in this month, which is May. And you could go back for a third or fourth, if you wish. For those who'd like to get charged up with the golden plates, we'll go into that room. You're putting your hands and also feet on the golden plates, sampling your energy to see what you are missing, what you need in the present moment. Going into the next room, very similar room, and now you're being energized. So I'll count to 10 to facilitate that for you in case you really want to feel what it's like. So I'll put it up to a very high level of energy for you. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4. Continue on. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. And maybe your hair's standing up on end. Who knows? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. You got it on max here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. Okay, everyone, so we'll leave the food court. We'll leave the room with the golden plates. And when you're coming back down, remember you're bilocated, out of time, so you're here and there at the same time on the light ship. So coming back down, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, Ann, are you ready?
Yes, I am. Wow, Ron, as always, thank you so much. That was wonderful. So we have, I'll move on with some more emails. We have an interesting question. You have talked about dragons, and we sometimes go to a dragon room, even on the light ship, and you've invited us to ride dragons in the past. So a listener has a question. I heard Ron mention dragons in some archives. Were there or are there mythical creatures like centaurs, elves, unicorns, fairies, angels, trolls, and the like?
Yes, that is correct. Uh-huh.
So they were all weird.
They may not all be from the light, but some of them can be very mischievous and cause problems to you. So, yes. But the dragons, I haven't found any real bad dragons. There are some black ones that show up in the clouds. Maybe they got tainted. But it's nice to see dragons show up because they're doing very well getting rid of the darkness. And I'm sure that I think they're probably the most powerful energy out there. That would be an animal type of energy. That would be the dragons. And then typically the most powerful time-traveling soldiers will say are the Nordics, the Norsemen, the Vikings.
I thought you were going to say Vikings. Okay.
Yeah, so if you happen to have, maybe real white skin or something, and or you know you have that genetic line in you, they're very nice. In fact, I happened to meet a gentleman at the last expo in San Mateo, who was a Viking. And is a Viking, I'll put it that way, is a Viking. And he's happens to be one of the commanders. He came by the booth and talked for about 10 minutes. And there's after seeing him, you know, there are 6 commanders for the Vikings, and he's one of them. And he showed up physically. So it was very cool. So if you're listening, I'm sure grateful that you came by. So back to you, Ann.
Wow, Ron, that is very cool. And thank you to all the time-traveling soldiers, many of whom we know are listening, because many of our listeners are enlisted with the time-traveling soldiers. And I love that, well, that person came, you know, really physically to see you, but I know we also have listeners that experience things and see things, so we always love to hear about that. So if anyone else is aware of their conversations or dealings with the time-traveling soldiers, we would love to hear from you about that. So if you're a new listener to the BBS radio show, I want to let you know that when you're on that beautiful CLS BBS radio page, if you scroll down a little bit below the listing of when Ron's shows air, all the past shows that Ron has done are there, and you can listen to them for all the way back from 2007. And a lot of listeners listen. Some people listen to a show like tonight, and then tomorrow they'll play it, or when it's posted. It's not always posted the next day, but when it's posted, they'll listen to it again. And here's a listener who wrote in about the archives. Fantastic archives. There is so much info in the archives. It is April, and I always go back to another year in April to see how changed things have become. So here is one that is a jewel. April 4th, 2013. Ron fights the great beast himself and clears his castle of vortices. It is an adventure you don't want to miss. LOL. Blessings.
Okay.
So
yeah,
that date again
that
is
be, April. Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, April 4th, 2013. And Ron has always said when he does healings, as he did this evening, that those will work again for you for three times. And that it's a great, you know, if certain healing resonated with you or you have a friend or family member that you think might benefit, that's a great time to invite that person to listen to the radio show. And then, you know, of course, all the radio shows to me are great because we're also getting so much energy just from Ron. Oh, a person mentioned to me, Ron, at the expo that they fall asleep during our radio shows all the time now, and they never used to. And I was wondering if you wanted to talk about that. Is it your increased energy?
Yeah, it could be, yeah. Even if you fall asleep, you're still having the healings of whatever we're doing. And maybe your body just wants to chill out for that time. Maybe you're getting extra rest. So that's what happens. And what I will say is, maybe you have somebody that doesn't believe in what you're doing with CLS, and they have an ankle problem, we'll say, and you happen to find an archive, or maybe I did a healing on ankles or something. Have them come over and take a listen. Remember, the mind has nothing to do with the body, except the mind will corrupt the body. But the spirit will always help and say yes to a healing. So they could come over completely saying, you know, this is garbage and everything else, you know, the words that people use. And just by showing up to listen, to hear my voice, they could have a healing. Even if they command their body not to have the healing, they'll be overridden. Okay, I'll just say it that way. So just showing up, you know, they can have a wonderful healing to help them out. They don't have to believe anything. Remember, with Creation Lightship, you don't have to have a belief in it. Just show up, and things can happen for you. This happens on the expos all the time. You know, people come to the lectures, the workshops, and, you know, they just read something and decided to come, not knowing anything about what I'm doing, and all of a sudden they have a healing, and they go, wow, this is cool, you know? And once the healing takes place, that healing for that issue is healed on that timeline. So you don't want to look back and bring in other timelines to you. So just know that once you have it, walk away, Renee, and enjoy your healing. is that healing that you had, that negative energy was replaced with peace energy. And peace energy doesn't know of anything but peace. So you don't want to draw it back to yourself. You don't want to pull that carrot up out of the ground to see if it's growing or not, you know, or something else that's buried, you know. So just leave it there. Once it's healed, forget it. And, you know, if you do have additional situations going on, may not be quite as much. And then, you know, find out what healing we have on the website to further, you know, your wellness. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, yes. Great suggestions, Ron. Okay, another testimonial. The soul family clearing for friends, etc. Ron has a fantastic soul family disconnection clearing on the website, and I recommend very highly to everybody. So this listener says, I've been using the soul family clearing for all my friends and work associates. All these people are much easier to get along with after the clearing is done. It seems to take off all the rough edges. One work-related person was argumentative and a real pain in the ass. Now she's kind and easy to work with. Fantastic results. Thanks for making my life much better.
Wonderful. Great.
Just recently, I think, someone wrote in sharing that they would put a person's name on the top of that clearing, you know, after their own name. For instance, I believe what they said is someone they felt was attacking them or, you know, coming into their life and maybe courting them. So after their name, they wrote, disconnect all contracts from so-and-so, and click the link to future contracts and got rid of them. So it's a very good healing, and if you have a particular person, I run it all the time, just on the general soul family and also the psychic billboard disconnection, which makes you, I feel, invisible to your soul family, which is a good thing.
Yep.
Okay.
So, looks like it's getting almost to be that time, you know, since we're in time here on
and,
video show, you know.
It is. It's five after. So, wonderful show, Ron, and thank you so much. There's no call tomorrow, but next Saturday is the Ascension call. Please check Ron's website, creationlightship.com, and let us know if you would like Ron to rerun the bone marrow healing that he did today in 2 weeks from today.
Yep. Okie dokie, everybody. So here we go. Let's do the mind of heart drop. You can repeat after me. I now command my spirit to take the thoughts in my head, drop them into my heart, and make me real. And to facilitate this, we'll count from 10 to 1 backwards 3 times. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, everyone, blessings. And thank you for listening. And we'll see you probably on the BBS show on Monday, 4 o'clock Pacific, on Station 1. Thank you, Ann. Thank you, ladies behind the scenes. And by all means, thank you, listeners, for tuning in tonight. See you later. Blessings.